which the builders refused. I praise him. I love him. Tonight, if you got your Bible, we're going to try to preach tonight. Appreciate my wife singing. We've not sung much since we had COVID and didn't have much lungs, and seems like doing a little bit better by the grace of God. And I appreciate God. You got your Bible now, 1 Kings chapter number 18, familiar scriptures. If you find it, say amen. Amen. I had a title, and I've got a title, and I'll tell you the title. We never got to. I stayed on my phone there, and I was working on my phone trying to make the head and the little title to put up here. And by the time Brother Darrell put it up there, it was little, all right. You couldn't even see it. It was so little that you, even if you tried to blow it up, you couldn't see it. But I'll tell you the title after I read these scriptures. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse number 41. If you want to, you stand with the reading of the word. Brother Stead done that this morning. I feel like that's reverent to the word of God. And 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth, and put his face between his knees. And he said unto his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time, he said, behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind. And there was a great rain, and Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was upon Elijah, and girded upon his loins, and he ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. That's all I'm reading tonight. Lord, we ask tonight you'd bless this word. God, apply it to our hearts and lives. Open our ears. Give us the tongue of the learned. We might speak a word to those that's weary in this hour. Encourage, strengthen, help us to draw nigh to you this night. In your mighty name we pray, and everybody says amen. I want to preach on just a simple thought tonight. I've preached out of these scriptures before several times, and I like the story of Elijah. I like Elijah, I like Elisha, I like all the Old Testament prophets, but I like this story here. I want to preach on a simple thought on I smell rain. You ever smell rain? You've been outside somewhere, and you're like, I mean, you don't see rain, you don't feel rain, but you smell rain. There's something in the air. And I looked it up, Brother Marty. There's a real thing called a petrichor. That means that's what it means, the fragrance of rain, the smell of rain, petrichor. And it had a dictionary, a term to it. It was something about rock, petra meaning rock, and then the rest of it was to a Greek god. I didn't want to bring that in. But anyway, the smell and fragrance of rain. And spiritually, we know that rain typifies and signifies the power of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God is, it's a type of the Holy Ghost, the rain is. And this morning, all day long after Brother David was worshiping God this morning, and it stirred my heart to see him seeking the Holy Ghost, and all day long I've smelled rain. You hear me? All day long today, my heart has longed for rain. Not rain outside that the Doppler meter could tell you that we're going to get 2 inches of rain tonight, or there's a storm cloud that's going to blow in a storm and we're going to be left with a gully washer where it's washed things down the street. But spiritually, we need rain. And I smell rain. I feel with all my heart that we're living in a day and hour that God is wanting to pour out the former and the latter rain upon his people, and how he's wanting to draw us closer than we've ever been drawn. And how, as Mother Hen, he said, how often I would have charged you together as a mother hen doth its chicks, but said you would not. And God would like to draw his people under this tabernacle tonight, under his shadow, under the mighty hand of God. He'd like to draw us closer and pour rain upon us that we might be refreshed in this hour, that we might be awakened in this hour, that we might be revived in this hour. The purpose of rain is to replenish and to pick up and to revive. If there ever was a day and hour we needed revival, we need a revival in this hour. And Elijah here, the story told is he told him, go and look and see what you see. And he sent him out them seven times. And the story goes that he looked and he searched. And after the seventh time, finally he said, I see a cloud. It came to pass, meanwhile, the heavens were black with clouds and the wind, and there was a great rain. And I believe with all my heart, we're going to see a great rain one of these days. And God's going to pour His Spirit out. Titus, you care to bring me that prop I've got back there? It should be sitting there. I picked it up. I left mine at home. And I feel with all my heart tonight that God is intending a great matter among us. Appreciate that. He's intended to do something great among the church in this last day and last hour. The church was not, we was born in the fire, not the ashes. We was born that we might worship God and have joy unspeakable and full of glory. And there's been times the enemy has oppressed us and suppressed us, and we've been depressed and we got downhearted and we've got discouraged. Anybody ever get discouraged? Anybody? I'm looking, anybody? Most of us. Been discouraged, I've been downcast, I've been downhearted. But the Bible says, lift up your head because your redemption draweth nigh. There's great things God has in for the church. And I smell rain, the fragrance of rain that God would like to pour His Spirit out upon His sons and daughters in a marvelous way, in a way that the world would marvel and wonder what's going on at that church at First Pentecostal, what's taking place down there among them people. When you go to work, they'll be asking you questions, what's happened to you and what you've been into. And you can't help but tell them that God's moving. And God's Spirit is thriving, and God's replenishing, and God's breaking up fallow ground of your heart. My picture I had, it was just a picture, and it said, I smell rain. But the ground on that picture, you can't see it, but I'll just tell you about it. I had a picture, and it was a ground, and it was all parched, meaning it was broke up, and it was it was big mud clods, and there was deep crevices in that ground. You ever seen that before where it's not rained in days, rained in months? They said right now that Ethiopia, I believe they said, let me look at my, said Ethiopia, I wrote it down here, in 18 months it's not rained in Ethiopia. That's a long time to be in drought. And said that their cattle, it showed pictures of their cattle are dying. Everything that they've got worth anything is dead. And they're praying for rain. They're praying that God would send rain, natural rain. But it's been a long time spiritually as the church that we've had rain. And we should be desperate that we would cry out. The desperate need of this hour is that the church be revived. That's our most immediate need. We don't need a new piano. The piano works good. We don't need a new drum set. We don't need a new PA system. And matter of fact, we got the parking lot looking good outside. And the grass looks good when they mow it. But what we need most of all is inside here a presence of the Lord to move back and forth among us. That brothers and sisters could be revived and encourage one another. That we'd lift up our head. That we would have that fresh touch of revival inside of our heart, that we'd stir ourselves for such an hour as this, that we'd have a hunger for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that God would move in a miraculous way. We'd leave saying, it's been good that we've been here. It's been good that we've gathered together. It's been good that we came to the house of the Lord. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord. Was you glad you got to come to church this morning? Are you glad you're here tonight? I'm glad you're here. I'm not trying to put no way down, but the word petrichor, it means a fragrance of rain. You didn't. I wrote something down here. So, but like I said this morning, there was a drought in Texas. I read this story years ago. There's a drought in Texas, and they gathered together their farms, the same as Ethiopia it was. Their farm animals were dying, and said the ground was breaking open. Said they decided, Brother Charlie, that they would gather together and pray for rain. and they wanted natural rain. So they got together, and there's this little girl that came in this group, and she came with them, but she looked a little odd. She brought something, Brother David, that nobody else brought. She brought her umbrella. Yeah, I may look stupid. That's all right. I'm not your fool. I'm God's fool. But she brought her umbrella, and they looked at her, Brother Aaron, and they said, "Why in the world would you bring an umbrella?" She said, "We ain't had rain in days. We had rain in months. It's dry. The ground is parched. The grass is baked. Why would you bring an umbrella?" She said, I thought we were praying for rain." They said, "Yeah, you're right. We've been praying for rain. But if we're really praying for rain, if we're really sincere about it, I know I look like I'm not Mary Poppins tonight. Maynard Poppins, what are you going to call me? But tonight we need revival like we've never needed it before. If there ever was a call to the church and call to God's people, it's in revival, God. We can't wait another 6 months down the road. We can't wait another year down the road. Our young people are getting a little older, and some of them need the touch of God now. Well, they can't wait 5 months down the road for another youth camp. Forget a touch then. And then after a few weeks, it dwindled back down. But what we need is an atmosphere in this place. And we'd create an atmosphere, as Brother Seth already said. And we'd come in this place lifting up our hands without doubt, without wrath, believing that God's going to pour His Spirit upon you and fill with the Holy Ghost. Those that do hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled, Brother David. It's a promise. But we're living in a drought. And God's going to bring us out of this drought. Bible says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and evidence of things not seen." He said, "Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For they that come to God must believe that He is. And not only is, but He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him." I believe when I pray to God, He hears my prayer. I believe He's still upon the throne. I don't believe He's been voted out by any denomination. I don't think the Republicans can do anything with Him. I don't think the Democrats can do anything with Him. I think He's still high and lifted up. As King Uzziah seen Him. He said, "I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple, and the angels were crying out, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord.'" Is God still holy? Yes, He is. Is He still lifted up? Yes, He is. And I smell rain in this place. I smell the presence of the Lord. I can feel His presence. I can feel His power. God's getting ready to do something great. You say, "I don't see it happening. I don't see it taking place. I don't know when it's going to take place." You say, "Maybe you're talking about 5 years down the road." No, I'm not talking about 5 years down the road. You said, "Maybe you're talking about 10 months down the road." No, now's the time. Come now. They that come to God must believe that He is, and He is a rewarder. I smell rain. And like I said, I've smelled rain all day long, Brother Carl Miller. I've had an anticipation about this service all day long. As I begin to pray, as I begin to study, as God dealt with my heart, and I kept trying, there was another message. I thought, "Well, maybe I'll preach this message." And God kept saying, "No, this is the way you need to go." I got home and sat at my table there, and I was putting my notes together, and all of a sudden I heard like raindrops. I got up, Brother Charlie, looked out my back window, and there was no rain in sight. And I said, "What meaneth this, God? What's this all about?" And then I got in the car, and I felt with all my heart it's going to rain physically. And I looked outside as I was driving, and there was a drop of rain on my windshield on the way here. And that was God's confirmation of me for you and I tonight. That God wants to pour His Spirit upon His church one more time. This last day and hour, God's wanting to do it again, Lord. Do it again. How many here have been filled with the Holy Ghost? How many have been here? How many here have spoken tongues this week?
How many here, you'd be honest, say, it's been a long time. God, fill me with the Holy Ghost, but it's been a long time since I allowed God to use me the way he wants to use me. Tonight is the night he wants to pour out an abundance of rain. That means a great supply. That means plenty. An unmeasurable amount. Past your limits. Past your expected limits. Sometimes we go to church, our expectation for rain is real low. We'll bring it. We'll put it on our pew. We'll carry it with us. We'll keep looking around. Anything will happen tonight at church? Nothing. What happened to you? We've had church. We had three songs. We had a preacher get up and preach. We took an offering. And we left. We done that 7 services in a row. Nothing. Nothing. Anybody get healed? No, it's nothing. How long? Bible says, how long halt ye between two opinions? If God be God, serve him. But if Baal be God, serve him. And he said, let the God in answers by fire. Elijah said, let him be God. So tonight, if we could just believe God. One song says, I want to get under the spout where the glory comes out. I want him to reign. I want him to reign in the church. I want him to reign in your family. I want to reign on your children. I want to reign upon your mama and your papa and your sons and your daughters. This is for us. Whosoever will, let him come. Come by without price, without money. Whosoever. But our expectations sometimes very low. And I'd put myself in that same boat. In Acts 3:19, it said, times of refreshing shall come. Maybe. They might come. No, but it said it shall come from the presence of the Lord. Refresh. What's refresh mean? To make strong, to replenish, to renew, to restore. We used to sing the song, send down the rain, Lord, send down the rain. We need the latter rain. Oh, send down the rain, Lord, send down the rain. Send down that latter rain. Well, there's peace in the rain, Lord. Peace. We change the words. There's joy in the rain, Lord. There's help in the rain. There's revival in the rain. We used to sing that song. And we'd pray God. And I've told this story before. My kids make fun of me about it. And I've always said, you probably heard me say, you know what this is, David? You know what this is? This is a spout. I'm a big spout. I can't help the B field. Can't help it. Yeah. But you got to believe God first. They that come to God must believe that he is. And he's a rewarder of those who do his seeking. But David said, David longed for a drink from the well of Bethlehem. Oh, he said, oh, they had somebody to give me a drink from their well of Bethlehem. He was thirsty. Spiritually, we've got to get thirsty again. Spiritually, we've got to get to that place where we're not satisfied with what we're doing. It ain't enough. It ain't enough just to come Sunday morning and not show up Wednesday night and Sunday night. It ain't enough one time a week. Oh, song says, I want more of Jesus, more and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I've ever had before. I want more of his great love. So rich and full and free. I want more Jesus. So I must give him more of me. Do you know that the Azusa Street Revival? You've heard of that, right? If you're Pentecostal, you've heard of that. They said that the conviction be felt. That conviction in the Azusa Street Revival could be felt as far as 3 blocks away. What's happening over there? Something going on over there at Azusa Street. They could smell the rain. what's happening over at that place. And they get under conviction and then grab a hold of themselves and they'd shake under conviction. And they say, I'm going crazy. What's happening to me? And got to get a hold of their heart and pull the strings of their heart. And they go and get saved. Or they go get filled with the Holy Ghost. God's still the same God. He's the same God as yesterday. He hasn't changed at all. He's looking for a people that answered his call to hunger after righteousness. Call on his name. Elijah, James 5:17. Elias was a man subject like passion as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not. Elijah prayed it wouldn't rain, and it stopped raining. But then I like the rest of the next verse. Said he prayed again. Said he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Oh, that we just need to pray again. He said, I've done prayed about it. Pray again. Get down on your knees. Pray again. Cry out, God, send revival. We've had revivals. We've had a revival back in the old church. Remember Brother Huff on a tape I've got. Brother Gene Huff said they had a revival that a man came, I believe, from up north somewhere. And I can't remember his Dewey something. I can't remember the name. He said a guy got hunger for the Holy Ghost way up north and heard about revival in London, Kentucky. And said he hitchhiked all the way to London wanting the Holy Ghost. And he called, and Brother Huff said, do you know where so-and-so is? He said he called some McQueen lady. He said, he's on his way. He said he'll be coming through London. Can you find him a place to stay? And said the guy got hunger for the Holy Ghost, came to church that next opportunity, and God filled him with the Holy Ghost. Is that the thumb my way, David? If I had to hitchhike all the way there, and then God, whatever it takes to get the Holy Ghost. If you don't get it here, fine. I used to, when I got saved, I was hungry for the Holy Ghost. I didn't care if they was having church over there. I was going over there. Because I wanted the Holy Ghost. That's how your desire's got to be. You got to have such a hunger. And that man had a hunger for the Holy Ghost. We've seen with great revivals. But God's not finished. It ain't over. It ain't settled. The book ain't closed. There's a few more chapters to be written. And I want to be in that part. I want my name in that part. I want to work quite yet day. I want to, the woman at the well came with a bucket, but she left her the river in her soul. I don't know about you. But I smell rain. God's wanting to do something great. God's looking for a people that he could use. Brother Landon, I've seen you hunger for the Holy Ghost lately. Seeking God for the Holy Ghost. These girls, what was going on over here in this corner a couple weeks back? And these girls over here, worshiping God, Aubriella, and Celeste, God baptized them with the Holy Ghost. It tells you, Brother David, God ain't stopped filling with the Holy Ghost. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, was it 3 weeks ago, Sister Celeste? How long ago? 3 weeks, about 3 weeks ago, she got baptized with the Holy Ghost right here. Aubriella, where's she at? Aubriella, where'd you get filled with the Holy Ghost at? Over here by the drums? It happens right here. No, it happens here. It happens here. It can happen right there. That's all right. Could somebody come to the piano, please? I poured my heart out to you. My desire is to go a lot more higher. My desire is for God to rain upon us one more time. I've heard about it. I've been in meetings before and God's filled the Holy Ghost. I've prayed with people. I love praying with somebody to receive the Holy Ghost. I love praying them through. Sometimes I may get on their nerves. Come on! That's how you pray with them to get the Holy Ghost. Come on! Let go! Yield to God! Surrender! But my heart's desire, it got to rain upon us. Do it again, Lord. Anybody in here, you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost. You're saved. That's the number one thing. You've got to be saved to be a candidate for the Holy Ghost. You're saved, but you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost. You'd raise your hand. Anybody? There's two over here. Anybody else? You're saved, but you've never even been filled with the Holy Ghost. Anybody else over here? Well, God's got something for you. God's got greater heights. And the night can be your night. Like I said, I felt him all day long, Brother Charlie. Just the unction of his presence. Just his hand. And I usually don't feel it this way. But it's a special moment I feel with all my heart that God's got for this church. For this hour. God's wanting to do something. God's willing. He will if you will. If you'll obey him. If you'll hunger and thirst. You shall be filled. Let's all stand tonight. You're in here and you're hungry for God, more of God. You want more? Let's find us. Can we come around this altar tonight? Can we stand around this altar? And you find somebody, if you're prayed up tonight, all the way, and you don't feel like you need to pray, find somebody to pray with. Let's draw nigh to God tonight. He's willing tonight to pour his spirit out. And I can feel the presence oh so near. Tonight can be your night.
I'm tired of a man-made worship hour. I'm tired.